Basically, with Envision, it's kind of like working in your local community to try and come up with a project that will benefit it in some way or another. Most of the teams before, I think we've heard, were just about raising awareness or raising funding to give to charities and stuff, but we wanted to do something physical, make an actual physical change. So we got together as a team of six or seven of us, and we managed to get some funding from like O2 Think Big. We applied, get a project together, and then we managed to fundraise 16 rucksacks with like a few sort of essentials to go in them, and then they went out to the homeless people of Bristol. So we kind of helped 16 homeless people in Bristol.
An interesting idea which we could talk about on another scale. How long did this all take? I mean, didn't take you very long to describe it, but I imagine that getting
it
the money and getting it all
like
together.
From like September to I think we finished about April.
So during that time, you've got to stick together as a team. You've got to all ring O2 Think Big with a bit of an idea, a brand, all that sort of stuff. How did you work as a team?
Well, it was very hard at first because everyone just had different ideas of what they wanted to do and
Surely
how they
not.
Wanted to go about it.
That won't happen in business at all, will it?
So, I don't know, I myself saw it as an opportunity to kind of take charge of it all. And basically, I was the one who sort of got the application through to O2 Think Big. Obviously, I included everyone else, got their opinions when I was applying for it. But I sent the application off with my name, and I got the card with the money on it.
And what was that moment like when O2 said yes?
Well, it was quite amazing because our project relied on the money. Like, if there was no money, it wouldn't go forward at all. That was just it. So it was a very, good thing that we got it.
Yeah. That's worth a round of applause, isn't it? Just pass the mic to Rachel, because what Joanna's been talking about sounds very inspiring. What's the idea behind it?
Envision is essentially a social action charity that was set up in 2000 by four young people who wanted to change the attitudes that young people were apathetic. So they actually put on an auction of promises, raised £10,000, and the charity began. So it's very similar, actually, that our young people now, the students that we work with in schools across Bristol, we've got offices in Birmingham and London as well, and we work with about 1,000 young people each year, taking them through a nine-month process. On a weekly basis, we have volunteers from the community and the business community who go in and help young people develop their projects. And I think the key thing is that the skills that young people are missing are the softer skills, but Envision look at developing empathy in young people. That means that you can be a very academic young person, but you can also be at the other scale. But if you can develop your skills of empathy, you can put yourself obviously in other people's position, and when you go into work, you can then understand where other people are coming from and build those teamwork skills and hopefully be able to fit into workplace environments. So essentially that's what Envision try and do, develop young people who can go into the world of work and further education and make a difference.